Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release, the treachery of the Ruwaybidat, unqualified rulers, and the approval of Trump's deal at the cost of the blood of the martyrs of Palestine. After the address of the American president to the United Nations General Assembly, which was originally meant to review the Palestinian issue, and at a time when, with a unanimous stance from more than 150 of the UN's 193 states, a, quote, Palestinian state has already been recognized, President Trump mocked the international community by calling the words of the, quote, leaders as, quote, hollow words. He also ridiculed environmental agreements, considered migration pacts contemptible, and insulted Europe's process of recognizing Palestine by calling it a weakness. His speech sounded like the final funeral prayer, Fatiha recited over the international consensus, an assertion of America's unilateral approach in global affairs, and a declaration of forcing his opinion on the Middle East, specifically the Palestinian issue. After that, this, quote, new pharaoh met with his most obedient and submissive rulers at the General Assembly so that he could impose his viewpoint on the Muslim Ummah regarding the future of the Blessed Land of Palestine and issue instructions to those Ruwaybidat, unqualified rulers, about what they must do to fulfill his resolve and realize the dream of a Jewish state. Among those he met were the rulers of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, and Indonesia, as well as Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif. Prior to this meeting, in a video meeting with those same Ruwaybidat, unqualified rulers, Trump had made clear what he wanted from this meeting and what they would have to do. He emphasized that what matters to him are the hostages, not the people of Gaza, who are being killed in numbers far greater every day. He said, quote, we must bring back the hostages, and compared with other people in the world, the people here can do this job better. So being with you is a source of pride for me. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also affirmed this in an interview with Fox News when he described this multilateral meeting as a, quote, final effort to end the conflict in Gaza and to secure the release of the remaining Jewish prisoners. White House statements make clear that Trump's plan includes the phased withdrawal of occupying forces from Gaza, deployment of regional peacekeeping forces, and an internationally supported process of transition and reconstruction. Washington wants Arab and Islamic countries to send military contingents into Gaza so as to enable the withdrawal of the occupying state and to guarantee financial resources for transitional and reconstruction programs. The recognition of a Palestinian state by most world states, for which, in reality, there is no contiguous land left on the sacred soil of Palestine on which such a state could be established, is effectively a discard of the on-the-ground facts. It does not seem that these facts are hidden from those who recognize Palestine. They know that. The occupying entity has altered the geography so much that even according to their own claims, it is impossible to establish a sovereign and viable government. They also know that the occupier already exercises authority and practical control over most lands, except for a few large cities on the West Bank. Even on maps, the, quote, Palestinian areas appear like small islands scattered in the sea. Therefore, in this case, the real purpose of recognizing Palestine is merely to throw dust in people's eyes and to absolve the international community of the crime of deceiving the people of the sacred land of Palestine and of the blood that is being shed day and night by the occupying forces. While those occupying forces receive military, economic, and political support from those same countries, as for the reaction from the United States and the occupying entity to the recognition of Palestine, although this is a diplomatic success for the United States and the occupying entity that they could never have dreamed of, it appears intended to present the announcement of this hypothetical state as a tremendous victory for the Palestinians, a consolation for the bereaved and the martyrs, and a recompense for the blood of thousands of martyrs. Thus, normalizing relations with the occupying entity will be justified as the ruler's loyalty, and it will provide yet another pretext for countries that have not yet done so, such as Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and other countries of the Islamic world, to follow suit. These Ruwaybidat, who met with Trump, are leading states and an ummah that was created as the best nation for mankind. A small portion of the militaries of these countries would suffice to annihilate the Jewish entity and end its satanic whispers. Pakistan, being a nuclear power, has full capability to assist our oppressed loved ones in Gaza and possesses the strength to liberate the sacred land of Palestine and the third holy sanctuary, Al-Aqsa Mosque. But the calamity in Pakistan and the rest of the Islamic world are these treacherous rulers who are using the capacities of these great countries to serve American interests and to fulfill the dreams of the Jews in the Islamic world. Therefore, it is as clear as daylight that the road to Al-Aqsa Mosque passes through the palaces of these Ruwaybidat, unqualified rulers. That is, they must be overthrown and another Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, established upon the methodology of the prophethood, which, following in the footsteps of the conqueror Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, will cleanse Al-Aqsa of the filth of the Jews and their crusader allies. Therefore, we invite the powerful members of the Pakistani armed forces to grant Hizb ut-Tahrir Nasr victory, so that the prophetic glad tiding related to the killing of the Jews and the liberation of the third sanctuary may be fulfilled. Through that, the Ummah will be freed from the humiliation and degradation that it had to taste at the hands of the Maghdubi Alayhim, those upon whom is wrath, and the Al-Dhalin, the misled, and through that the gardens of paradise will be attained. Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalbun aw alqa as-sam'a wa huwa shahid. Indeed, in that is a reminder for whoever has a heart or who listens while he is present. Qaf 37. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.